BamaLoveSoul.com.
Well, the early part of the 70s, I was still a trio. Maurice White on drums and Cleveland Eaton on bass. And I was happy as a trio. And I was in Washington, D.C. one year, I think it was 74, for one day. It was during a record session. We had started recording an album which hadn't a name yet. And it was going to be, by and large, an acoustic album, except I was going to use electric piano, Fender Rhodes piano, on a couple of songs. We had to break the session for a day or two to go to Washington to play a gig. And while I was in Washington, I got a call from Maurice White, and he said, "Ramsey, what are you doing?" I said, "Well, I'm playing a gig tonight, but I'm going right back to Chicago because we got to finish an album." He said, "Oh, you're doing an album?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Well, I got a tune for you." And he said, "In fact, we're going to go L.A. after New York. You want us to stop, some of us to stop in Chicago and help you out with the tune, we'd be glad to do it." Right. By now, of course, he has left the trio. He's formed Earth, Wind, and Fire, and they're sky high. You know, they're so popular. So I said, "Please, do that." And we did. We spent a few days on a song called "Hot Dog It." And he said, "That's your hit." And before he left, he said, "Oh, there's this melody that we're going to do that you could do if you want. Very simple. Most of it's going to be blowing, soloing, but we can put some words to it, put some voices on it." Long story short, we did this piece, and I said, "What are you going to call that?" And he said, "Sun Goddess." Well, I had no idea that piece was going to take off. We liked the name of it, and so we named the album Sun Goddess.
Thank you. started out in jazz, and so I developed, in fact, I came up in Memphis. The blues was there too, available to me, and gospel. So I had a chance to participate in all different types of music. So as an adult, and having musical training from conservatory, I wanted to like bring together a whole different sound of music. So it's like, and dealing with my experiences, I had a chance to bring the music to like another level and just experiment with it out with the people. And I would take the music that was very complicated chord-wise, and I put very simple hooks on it, and then would draw the ear. So that's really what my thing was all about.
BamaLoveSoul.com.